technically, it's the Asian Lunar New Year, but most people want to call it the Chinese New Year. It is the Chinese New Year, but it's also the Vietnamese New Year, Korean New Year. Some Japanese still observe it, although really technically the Japanese have started observing January 1st, the Gregorian New Year, just as we do. But a lot of Asian cultures still follow the lunar calendar and celebrate their New Year. It's never the same day because, you know, moons do what they do. So it's never on the same day. And this year it is a Monday, January 23rd. So there will be some celebrations. Everyone, I think, knows about our Mills 50 district, which has such a great congregation of Vietnamese restaurants and some good Chinese restaurants as well. And I understand that there will be the traditional dancing lion sort of celebration. I don't know when that's going to be. Even the business owners didn't know what time it was going to take place on Monday. But there will be celebrations. And in some of the restaurants, you might be able to experience some of the cultural dishes that people traditionally use to celebrate the New Year. Now, Chinese restaurants or Chinese culture, they have certain foods that they eat on New Year's Day. Some of the dishes they have because of their symbolic nature. For example, they serve a whole chicken or a whole fish. And when I say whole, I mean the head and the feet still on the chicken and the head and the tail on the fish.
Wow.
And that symbolizes the beginning and end of the new year.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Okay. And some things like their dumplings that resemble gold ingots. And so that's to symbolize wealth. And they serve noodles. But you mustn't cut the noodles because the noodles symbolize a long life. And so there's lots of slurping of long noodles. And by the way, that's another reason why the chicken and the fish are served whole is that it's considered bad luck to use a knife because that will cut your chances of good fortune.
And where in Orlando could we sample some of these?
Chinese restaurants, I would recommend Ming's Bistro on Woodward Street, which is in the Mills 50 district, and Woodward is just one block north of Colonial. I like Ming's Bistro. It's just it's probably some of the most authentic Chinese food in town. I did talk with the owner, Ming, and she said that they do cut off the head and the tail of the fish because the Western diners come in and they're really put off by that. And so she doesn't want to offend anybody. But if you go in, you say, I really, really want to experience the Chinese cultural New Year's, she might do it the right way for you. Chan's also on Colonial Drive will probably have some good cultural foods for you. Vietnamese, Pho 88 will have some of the things that they serve. And one of the things that the Vietnamese have is a sticky rice cake that has bits of pork in it. And it's usually served steamed in a banana leaf. And this is to symbolize the earth. That's considered good luck.
Any other restaurants in Orlando where some of this can be sampled?
For Korean culture, I would recommend Shin Young on Colonial Drive or Korea House up in Longwood.